say over in the name of the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal that he used to say that the biggest cheshbon a person will have to give is why he lived without a cheshbon. A person has to live with a cheshbon. And a left on a cheshbon is nishkan leben. Chatzkin Levenstein says as follows. Hisarati the Dabe Ba'at B'inyoni Melu. I'm going to talk about the things we Mitzvah Hashem will talk about. B'raisi when I saw Shemidis Hadin Sheletas Ba'ilam V'rachmona Letzlan Kairim Mikrim U'machalois B'bayis U'baderech B'iru B'chutz. Terrible things are going on. Because of what's going on all around us, it should push us to be meitiv darkeinu. Unfortunately, we're not. Ki ein libeinu chai. V'lochein hisararti ledaber bekach ki vaday kavanosi is borach leirinu lemachshava. When things go on around us, tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, the Rebbeinu Shem wants something from us. The kiven she'ein misayrim mikach, says Reb Chatzka. Michayvosi le'oirer la'asri alzeh. V'zeis aleinu l'das, we should know the following. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mara lanu sh'ayla meina hefka ela hakol bo b'mishpat. V'haloi ha-machala ha-neira ha-zu ein lo klal mokim b'teva. We don't know why it comes. Ela kula ish min ha-shamayim l'hayreis l'hayreisenu sh'aylam ha-zim minag munhag u'mushkach. And therefore, we have to mischazek, he says, be'emuna. I want to share with you some of what he says. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, miat. Dr. Chatzkel, what is that question? Reishis avoida sa'odam. The first steps of Avodah is to know who you are. Hakara ha'atzmis, self-recognition. Ladas to know. Ki odam murkav miruach v'nefesh. V'nafshu chelek elakamimah. And he says, Yediyah zu b'emes mechudeshes. Kasha nivdek atzmenu. We don't know who we are. And maybe we're harming ourselves, he says. We're doing harm to ourselves by not realizing what we are and what potential we have. He quotes from Sir Sharon, the famous and Perek Aleph. Chayves ha'odam, lahargish lahovin ki hu arai ba'ilam. First and foremost, we have to realize that we're arai. Kasha yodea ki ikem uhusahu ha'nefesh. Mimela mevin ki matzova ba'ilam hazeh hu begeda arai. We're not here permanently. B'shosh ha'kalav ha'nosam yisameches rak b'metzias ha'guf. And therefore, Einu Margish Aroi said, Okvius Boilam Hazeh. We don't realize. We're so deeply entrenched with the goof that we don't chop. That this is only a transit lounge. And there's a tachlis. The only way, as Monsieur Sean writes, to get there is through Olam Hazeh. ar bhí na dúnaráit. Bhí éisim is é ce ísa an nefes a yacora ach zori. What is the ach zori is? Because we don't have that feeling, and we're not margish the nefesh ibono. And therefore, misyachis to it as something strange and different. And therefore, we don't have the right attitude towards it. Man de nofach mi de le nofach. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us a chelek hamirkam yimal. If we would only stop to think about it, then our whole attitude to life would change. Because we would be focusing on the shleimus and tikkun hanefesh. And therefore, our avodah in this world would be different. We'd look at it different. As Monsieur Shon writes clearly, that the chelek elokam imal within us finds no nachas b'chol inugay zeh'olam. None at all. Did we ever stop to think what we say every morning? Elokai neshama shenasata bi tehoirahi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the neshama within us, because the neshama doesn't want to stay there. The lashon of the Mesiras Yesharim is that the neshama is moyeses b'olam hazeh. And therefore, if we makir ourselves, and our focus is not olam hazeh, but just using the Olam Hazeh as a vehicle to get to Olam Haba, then the world would look different. And Biruchim writes, Yisbein en ha'adam b'kechaysav. You should look at his kechas. V'yira, and have a look. Kama mehem lekuchim v'chikuim mizulasei. Nachgemacht. Copying other people. How many of our actions are that way? Ha'onam b'tivoy mechake esuvivosav. B'teva, we just act according to what society deems as norm. V'ish maskil yuchol lirois kiyesh v'chol rechush midoisav me'achirim heim. If we stop to think, we may realize how much of the things that we do and what we value v'chulei are not because that's what's correct. It's not because that's what we thought about ourselves, because as a fitman, that's what people do. That's the way it is. Midos hachi nalis, tevos betachlis v'hein loy shaleihinan. They're not his. They're nachgemacht. How much of a person is not living the reality of life? He's not realizing what his tachlis is and what his potential. The pasuk says, "Asher osa ha'lakimis adam yasha v'heim bikshu cheshbonos rabim." Ari Finkel writes, "The tzuras ha'adam b'makayra yisharahi." But Makar, everyone's a Yasha. So what happened? Ha'odom, who was there, she'ives is darkei l'leches b'drachim al-kalkolios, a'idei cheshbonos rabim. In that way, he was ovad yashrusei, she'hoisovei b'tchilas b'riyosei. We started off right, and we have within us the ability to do what's correct. But unfortunately, so many things on the way have made us stray. and not be yasha, and not do what's correct, because that's the norm, quote unquote. The teicha of everybody wants to be yasha. There's a bikush emes with teicha everybody, but we squelch it. Everybody wants to do what's right, but are we helping ourselves? Anybody who stops to think a little bit, the she'ifa is to be mistabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be holich b'drachov. And that's what we're meant to do, v'holachta b'drachov. Problem is, we don't think. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. The greatest tain will be in a person, favosos to galep onken cheshbon. Because it's not popular to make cheshbon. It's not the norm. Just go with the flow. Don't be different. Do what everybody else does. What's the big deal? Chayav Adam Loima. Moshe Agiu Maisa and Maisa Avoisa Avrom Yitzchak V'Yaakov. We have to look at their Maisim to learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. To realize that we are the Mechus and Nefesh. Ramchal writes, the Shlemi Hadas Tihye Ha'ara B'dova Chesor Nagodl B'ei Hasogas HaShlemus Ki HaNefesh Shoefes L'Shlemus V'lachein Kol Chesor B'Shlemus Hu Chesor Nagodl Ki Loisasik HaNefesh Tikunai. We have to stop and think about what life is about. And when things occur all around us, and we're shooken up to the core, it's not good enough just to say, Nabuch. If we're affected by something, then there's a reason why it happened and we're part of the cheshbon. And the Boishim wants something from us. He wants us to change. He wants us to make the cheshbon and to ask ourselves, do we know who we are? Do we have an inkling into who we are? Do we know what our potential is and where we could reach? I showed a few people in the last week a Rashi which Reb Chatzkel quotes on the Pasuk, Toiv lo leches, Zog Rashi, dry verta. Rashi says three words. On the words, Vacha yiten el libay. Zog Rashi, mi she libay chai. It requires a person to be libay chai, to be able to be, understand the Tov Loleches. Says Reb Chatzkel, Gerakka she libay chai. Yochel Lizka is Lahagir Shemus. Vayadez and Nefach Nafshe Vesichlo Yetera. Hahakor Belev Chai Hainu Shemakir Umargish is Nafshe. Vayadea Kimitsiuse Eno Haguf Elahan Nefesh for Ruach Huikem Huse. Vekashem Makir is Atzmoi Azai Nikro Chai. So what does it mean, Liboy Chai? He's Margish is Nafshe. And he knows that the Madregi he could reach is absolutely incredible. And that's why Chazal tell us, Roshoim B'Chayeim Kriyim Mesim. Why? Because they're not in touch. That's why Esav said, Hini Halich Lamus, V'Lom Azini B'Chayra. He didn't have a clue of an inkling of what there was and what was able to be done. If we had a Lev Chai, then we would be able to feel and realize what our responsibility is in this world. He would feel and recognize what his responsibility is, and not let just things slide. We have to start by being margish and realizing what the koichas we have, what the koichas ha-nefesh is, and what the minor there is. And it's a very difficult thing to do, because in general, the way we think and the way we're wired is, everything is in gashmistika terms. That's how we judge ourselves and look around. We don't have that ahargasha ruchnis. And that's what Rashi is telling us. Misha libo chai. Otherwise, we're not called alive. Like the Gaon says in Mishlei, that the tachlis of a person is lesaken es hamidos, from which he hasn't yet been lesaken. Says the Gaon, v'im lav lo malo chayim. Well, what are you living for? And Yisrael writes in Or Yisrael that a person who works on himself, the Lashon uses as chay chay yikari. Das heißt alevedik a mensch. But to go through the whole of life with things which go on around us and not to affect us, besides, oh, nebuch, nebuch, terrible. And then we go weiter. That's what the Rambam says in Chastain, that's achzorius. Things like this happen, you know. People die. People get into accidents. As they get the belt. The Rambam calls such a person an achzori. But the achzorius is to himself more than anything else. Not achzori getting yet. Okay? But you're being achzor to yourself because you're not being maki that there's something happened and you're meant to react. And your nefesh is meant to be elevated. The altar from Kelm explained the pasuk v'lo yidchem levadchem. And he carries the bris hazayis v'sa ala hazayis kiim v'sa she yeshno yipayim hayoim lifnei Hashem alekeinu v'sa she enenu payim on hayoim. Krishas habris she'osa Hashem yizbarach imam Yisrael. He davki yachin ha'ala hazayis. What is that? Hakavona she'im yamdu b'mivchan yizke l'chal ha'brochus v'amailas. V'im lav yichlal b'chal hora. Ha'chayim v'atoy v'amobes v'ay chayov m'niyas nechach ponav. We have to be aware. Kasha neidashim loy nizke liyetz gedoylim yoysem malachi ashores nuchal is dauder achmon letzad adashi eni arumi mikol chachma. And that's the yisoid which the Messiah Shasharim teaches us right at the beginning. What's the tachis of a person, says the Messiah Shasharim? Nisanig al Hashem. V'lenes miziv shchinosei. And that's the battle which we're faced with on a daily basis. That we can be Zeichel Lizan again Hashem. And we can use this world in the correct fashion. Not for it itself, and not to be able to be Chaparai Nyeda Gashmias. Because whatever there is in this world is only there to help us reach our goal and to recognize who we are. We've lost the ability to understand that nothing goes in the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha. Ein Adam Noikev Espo Milamata Alim Kim Gozov Milamala. How often do we think about that? Something happens. Didn't just happen. I didn't trip because, yeah, there was ice on the floor. It's true. But there was a cheshbon. And things happen around us and we just don't take note. Uvorcha Yosim Alibay. Mansur Shiva Zatzal once said that the concept of Sima Slave has kimat disappeared. When he was being masbir, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, he spoke about it. He said, Rabbi Chatzkel, there was a Sima Slave. When you went into Rav Chatzkel, there was a pachad neira. Because he was someone who was mamas shvis Hashem l'negdi samit. That's my Rebbe as well, by Rebbe Chatzko. It was apparently a l'yumin dika hergish of someone who had worked on himself, that he realized that he's oymed l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol rega b'chol dova. Our job is to be makir who we are and what the purpose of this world is. We all face different trials and tribulations. And we have to know how to look at them and how to face them. Because whatever happens is the teva seno. And we shouldn't get caught up in the heavenly olam hazeh, which is so easy to do because that's the natural phenomenon of a person. Like Rabbi Yochum said, we follow other people. We're a bunch of nochmachers. Oh, but where's the zich? The Pelayoyitz writes, Ksiv, Pasuk Divrayom says, Gerim anachna al oretz, uksiv ki gerim noichi imoch, in Tehillim. Zeh klal godl, b'chol hayadus, shelo yelech odom acha moysoros, v'lo yakbid al amacholim, v'lo al amabushim, v'lo al diron noe, elo koi reach, noto lolun b'derech, kach yisratze b'chol habo liyodai, v'chol megamosei tia al oilem habo, kishom beisei. And even when he goes after in yonah ilmazeh, tia megamosei liyas lehachono lehasik orchas chayim, v'chol maise v'yu l'shem shemayim. Bal Yosef amashu mukhruch l'tzayrach heftei shemayim. The purpose of life is not here. The purpose of life is olam haba. We put in this world to get there. And we all put in as adorim anashim yishorim. But there's been so much dreirai that we don't even know anymore what's right and what's wrong. We've been convinced that certain things are the norm, and therefore it's okay, but it's not. If it's not a derech aliyah, then it's derech yirida. If it's not bringing us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we're losing. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants something from us, Rabbi Yisai. We suffered a loss here in Yeshiva of a Talmud, a bocha, 22 years old. Anybody who it affected, which hopefully it did, anybody stops to think, how am I going to change? What am I going to do different now? What message am I receiving from the fact that this happened bein achavayim? Yida kol achabura, we have to worry. Was will the Rebbein Shem for us? Was fodder the Rebbein Shem for us? What is he demanding? And each one has to make his own cheshbon. Aber onze machen a cheshbon, then sadly, the whole opportunity which we have been given has been lost. If we don't sit down and think and ask ourselves, what do I do? How do I change? How is this going to be ma'ira me? It's a very nenta to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What am I going to do in my personal life to be makis atzmi? How am I going to be mechaye es libi, as Rashi said? Only if liboy chai will you be able to take note. Mushein liboy chai is not going to happen ever. And we're too entrenched in the narishkeit of olam hazeh. Then the lave won't be chai. Because then it's kilu chas v'shon ge'ani ha'leich l'mus. There'll be an end. What do I have to make the effort for? Because the whole purpose of us being here is this anigel Hashem, to prepare ourselves for the bias which we're going to be in. To get there with as much shlemus as possible. And the only way to do that is tzmach na cheshbon. Jeder eine darf machen nach Chesed HaNefesh. And ask himself, okay, I hear. So what am I going to do different? How am I going to come more in touch with my nefesh? How am I going to become more in touch with my chilek elokam mimal? And with that way, do the ratzon habayir. Because otherwise, life is lost, and the opportunities given have been wasted. And Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to remind us more and more, as the Rambam says. If we take the messages, then hopefully we'll be zeicha, the Rebbeinu Shem will see that we understand the message, and we're awake, and we're trying, and it'll be meichish and mamahe the gula b'meirah.